Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claim they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and the army had regained control of areas it had lost earlier in the day. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling "Allahu Akbar" as he injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said all thoughts are with the police and with the victims. He said this is a new drama. The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during a coordinated bomb attack on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since the attacks in March. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke at vote rallies that showed that the ANC lost control of the capital, Pretoria, and the majority of the country's largest city economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News.